Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that might help. Let's see. Let's see, Don. Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Don, yay! I had the phone on mute. Anyway.
Yeah, cause I heard it say mute, but I.
Okay, so on Saturday we had an event towards understanding each other, and the purpose of the event was for men and women to be able to ask each other whatever it is that they needed to ask each other or wanted to ask each other regarding relationships, dating, sex, or whatever. And it was very interesting. It was very interesting because you had again, I was surprised at the men because the men were very outspoken. They were very outspoken.
Okay.
And you had a couple of older gentlemen in the audience, which was really endearing to my heart. The older gentlemen in the audience, they shared their wisdom and the wisdom of their experience, of their years,
yeah,
of the things that they've
sure
been through, which I think was wonderful for the crowd. But my takeaway from the evening was that we are not really into each other. You know, we one of the things that I brought up was that someone had asked me before I was disabled, what did I think about disabled people? And I explained to her, I didn't. They weren't on my mind. It wasn't something that I thought about or it just wasn't on my mind. I mean, if I saw mm-hmm. somebody disabled and they needed my help, of course, I would give it to them or whatever, but I didn't go home and think about disabled people, you know? And
yeah.
I'm wondering if how many of us, when we think of having a relationship or being involved in a relationship, being that this is really the only kind of relationship, you know, with an able-bodied person that we usually see. When you see relationships on television and movies or things like that, they're between able-bodied people.
Right.
Sex between able-bodied people. Whatever it is, it's always, you know, the depiction is an able-bodied person. And so I'm wondering if in some way this is our expectation also. Not that it's anything wrong with it, you know. There's nothing
sure,
wrong with that.
Sure.
But I don't think that a lot of us are in this space where we look at each other in that way.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I believe it's a disconnect between. If you're talking about two disabled people. I think in terms of there's more of an acceptance because, you know, you have each other's disabilities. You deal with each other's disabilities, whether it be a person in a wheelchair or a person who's blind or, whatever your condition may be. But when you're dealing with a person that doesn't have a disability, I think this is sort of the disconnect, unless you are around people and as they deal with their everyday life in terms of their disability, it's kind mm-hmm. of a disconnect, you know, because
right.
a lot of times people seem to shy away from people have a certain amount of empathy, I believe, for people with disabilities, but to be involved with them on everyday life, I think
mm-hmm.
some people feel maybe it's a job, it's challenging, it's like, oh, okay, I like this person, but do I really want to push her around or him around, or do I really want to escort him or her because he or she may be blind or some sort of, you know what I mean? So it's sort of like I empathize, but do I really want to get involved with that? You know, that's
right,
a lot
right.
of things that we faced. A funny thing that you bring up this particular subject is when I first lost my sight. My very first girlfriend that I had happens to be sighted person. She was a sighted woman, okay? And how we got to meet each other was kind of funny because we started talking with each other. And she knew I was blind, but the way she treated me, you know, you would think that, you know, that she treated me like a regular person. You know, when I say regular, I mean a person that who happened to be blind, who wasn't blind at the time. So I felt the quote unquote normal when she would speak to me, she would speak to me like a regular person. Like, you know, she didn't treat me like this blind or disabled individual, then, which was fantastic because I had a hard time accepting my blindness at the very beginning. And that was very tough for me.
I think a lot of people may take offense to the normal and regular. You know, we are normal and regular people, but I do understand what you're talking about. I get
your point. Sure, absolutely. That's why I say quote unquote because we are the normal. I mean, because your condition, if it's a lifetime condition that you're dealing
that's
with,
your normal.
It's your norm. It's your new norm anyway. And some of us are born this way too.
I see we have a couple of callers here.
Sure.
We got a couple of callers. I'm going to let caller number 7329 let me know if you want to talk. Good evening and welcome to Late.
No, I'll pass on this one.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Caller number 1588, let me know if you want to talk. Welcome to Late.
Hi.
Hey, Sasha, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
How are you?
Good. My mom said to me today, actually, until you got in the wheelchair, I didn't think about disabled at all. I said, me either, Mom. So don't feel bad. She said in the past she didn't care about curb cuts. She used to get pissed when wheelchairs got on the bus and she had to go places. So she said, I'm glad you're bringing attention to this and it's going to help others think.
I truly hope so, because if you look at it, right, imagine, you know, your mom was, well, your mom was explaining, she didn't care about no curb cuts or accessibility in any other way. Imagine, take that same, what is it called? Apathy? Is that the word? Apathy?
Empathy.
You know,
empathy.
No, not empathy. Not when you care, when you don't care.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's called apathy. I think it is. But take that same thing and apply it to our love lives. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't care whether or not I can get on the bus or I can get in the building, you're definitely not thinking about, you know, if I have a date for Saturday night, you know. And so, but it's a part of our lives.
Yes.
And I think that without it, and this is not all people, but some people tend to grow bitter. Well, some with it, some people grow bitter too. Depends on who you with. But you understand what I'm saying. Just imagine if you will, just living the rest of your life with no prospect of love or intimacy or, you know, a personal relationship like that.
Sure.
You know, it's or relationships where, you know, I see one a couple of things I've heard. You know, I was talking to a gentleman, and he was talking about people who get with you because they know that you have a definite income coming in.
Right. Right.
You know, so taking advantage of you in that way.
Yes.
Or somebody who just want to try. You know, I just,
sure.
because they're just curious about
yeah.
a disabled person, but
sure.
never a real relationship is intended. And so, you know, part of this whole thing is, because I think some of that same mentality, you know, even though we are disabled,
yes,
some of us disabled now, you know, some
mm-hmm.
of us were raised by non-disabled people.
Right.
So some of that mentality is on us.
Yes.
We carry that same mentality, even though we are the ones with the disabilities.
Yes.
Sure.
You
but
know,
see, a lot of it really, the thing about it, once you have a disability, or let's say, okay, once you're born with something, of course, it's automatically the norm because you there's nothing to accept. I mean, you're born that way. But if you become disabled, you know, and it's a point of acceptance. That's the key. Once you learn to accept yourself, and you can move forward into your daily life, because a lot of times we spend a lot of times denying even ourselves. So you know, someone else without a disability is going to deny you. So we do it to ourselves, and that's
right,
the real first. Real difficult part, you know. So
yeah.
we really
and,
have
and,
to
and,
learn
and,
to accept.
One of the things I would like to do this month is to do an extra little show on another day to put the spotlight on people in the community that I've met who seem to have passed that way of thinking, whose spirit, whose, you know, just their whole way of being is just, you know, they get out and they get it. They do it. They get it. They do whatever it is that they need to do.
Sure.
And they live their lives. And they still have that, you know, that good spirit.
Sure.
You know, and so I'd love to do a little extra, you know, interviews this month on people
sure. mm-hmm.
who are inspiring, motivational, like that. But I want to go back to something that you said. You know, we were talking, you mentioned people who were born with disability.
Sure.
Now, you know, I'm going to discuss it, separate it and discuss it. For people who were born with disabilities, a lot of times, you know, they've come up in a very sheltered environment.
Yes.
And in which the parents, a lot of times, sometimes they feel guilty, they feel scared. You know, they don't know what the world, they, you know, protecting their babies from the world. And that's totally understandable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to a young woman last night who, you know, she was talking about how, although she was born with a disability, she was expected to do what her other siblings did. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about run races. I'm not talking about run races. I'm talking about, you know, you got to wash dishes, you got to clean your room, you got it. She wasn't protected. Like,
which was
you
great, actually, in a sense, in a sense of being accepted. In other words, if she's treated like her other siblings were treated, which would be great because, like I said, we all want to experience this quote-unquote norm, whatever that norm
mm-hmm.
may be. What, you know, I mean, define normal. Really,
right.
It's
your normal is whatever you do
right?
every day. That's it.
Yeah. What is normal? I mean, define
it's
that.
Very,
I mean, it varies from person to person. Correct.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
it's, I think that's great in a sense that, you know, being treated like, okay, one of the rest. At the same time, you do have to understand that this person's disability will get and interfere in your daily life. So it's something that we have to, we are creatures of adaptation. We
right.
can adapt. You know what I mean? That's the beautiful part mm-hmm. about us. You know, regardless to whatever your condition may be, we have the ability to adapt to
mm-hmm.
to one's condition. You know, and that's why I say acceptance is the key. You have to accept what it is that you're dealing with. Now, me, my personal thing, I have multiple conditions. Okay, I mean, I'm blind. I'm also an amputee. You know, so I had to learn when I lost my sight, I had to learn how do I walk. I mean, how do I walk with, you know, then I had to learn to walk with two canes, two types of canes. I have a guide cane, then I had a quad cane, and how do I combine these two things together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn that, you know, and you know, really, like, when you're getting trained, when people are training you, they, you know, people train you one or the other. People used to train you, you know, with the guide cane. I used to, fortunately, my amputation came later. It didn't come before, you know, so I was able to, you know, walk and, you know, with the guide cane, and then I had to learn to use the quad cane and the guide cane together. So it was a challenge, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a challenge. However, it's not impossible. You know, if you
right.
apply yourself and you put yourself and you're determined to do something, you will do it. That's the thing about
yes.
it. You know,
I think sometimes when you look at people and you see somebody doing something that you think yourself, you know, I think what the first thing we do sometimes is like, I couldn't do that if that was me.
Yes, yes.
You know, I remember somebody told me, and this was before I was, you know, disabled, you know,
mm-hmm.
having a conversation.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, and they were saying if they ever got to the point where they couldn't, you know, get up and do things for themselves, you know, if they was in a wheelchair, you know, things like that, they just wouldn't die.
Yeah,
and
it's
so funny to me because
hypothetical in a hypothetical world, you know, it's funny if you say, oh, that was me, you know, I would never, you know, you'd be surprised with things that you can live with and you can deal with if you have to. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You'd be surprised what we don't know that until it happens. You know, and
it's
then,
like you find a new you.
Yes,
you find a new you if you're
yes.
open and accepting to your situation. You can find a new you. And if that means you have to reinvent yourself, that's
yes.
fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just find a new you. Find what else you can
do. You know the funny thing, right? I was diagnosed with glaucoma back in 1998, right? I never forget the doctor told me. He said, Mr. Baker, he said, you know, unfortunately, I hate to tell you this, but one day you are going to totally be blind. I looked at him like, because I had still had my vision then, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it was getting bad. But I was like, you mean tell me I'm not going to be able to see nothing? Now, when I left the doctor's office that day, I left out, I happened to see a man coming up the street with a guide cane, blind.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, that's going to be me? Now, less known walking down the street with two canes, I had no idea that I was in my future. You know what I mean? But, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to, you know, all this, you know, things.
Mm-hmm.
And I did kind of go into a shell for about a year. And I did kind of escape the whole dealing with the situation, just hid in the house. You know,
mm-hmm.
didn't want to go out. What devil think about going out by myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
until I came to Helen Keller, Services for the Blind.
Yeah.
And then that changed my whole perspective. I got around people that were just like me and people that were doing
yeah.
things. And I was, like, fascinated. You know, I joined a
mm-hmm.
support group, and which are phenomenal. You know, support groups help us out a lot. And being around people who understand your condition and you understand your situation, it's fantastic. It really was.
Yes.
And that just opened me up to a whole other world.
Yeah, and that's you know, you said something about going into a shell.
Yes.
And if people could realize, if we could realize that if you are in that shell, nobody can get to you.
Absolutely.
Nobody can find you. Nobody
right.
can enjoy you. You know,
right.
you have to get out on the other side of that shell. You have to get out of that shell. You know, because it's what you project to the world, what you give the world, they don't have no choice but to take it.
Yes.
Do you understand? So if you give the world a confident you, a confident and a capable you, they don't have no choice.
Yes.
That's it. That's who I am. And you get to define that. You don't, you know, I've heard that, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I've hit behind a wheelchair also, but, you know, acting like it's other people. You know, and I'm sure people do have their, you know, qualms about your chair or whatever, but I can't let that be my situation, how you
right.
feel about me being in my chair. I can't
right.
let that be my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you looking at me, you probably have me, you know, off to the side, be quiet, don't say nothing. You know, not out of any type of maliciousness or anything like that, but, you know, we ain't got to deal with you. You got your medical, your medical is okay. You got your supplies. You know, you're being taken care of. That's
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes beyond that.
Yes.
It goes beyond
Much,
that. I see we got Tyson on
that.
The line. Let me, Sasha, I'm going to put you back just to listening. And I'm going to get Tyson on the line, okay?
Right.
Just one question. How do you enjoy the event? Sasha, how'd you enjoy the event?
Oh, it was fun. I've never gone to a party like that and have so much fun.
All right.
Good. All right, so I'm going to put you to listening. Stay on the line and listen till we end, and I'm going to let Mr. Tyson in. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hi. How is everybody doing?
Hey, yeah. Brother Tyson. What's going on, sir?
Fine.
All right now.
I'm just coming from Access. It was a nice situation. It was nice. It was. And
did you
get excuse me?
Did you at least bring me a plate?
Yeah. You know, don't come on the line without no food,
right?
Man.
No. right. But you ain't missed much food at all. You
really?
Did not
okay.
miss much. No.
Okay.
No. But I'm telling you, Stephanie, there was a blessed turnout with your event, yes. So I'm assuming it will be a big turnout as we get the IGS also.
All right, now.
Mm-hmm.
We all
yeah.
looking forward
yeah.
to that, too, you know?
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yes, indeed.
I really am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think about the event, Tyson? What did you get out of
great.
It?
It was great, yes. Oh, my goodness. Especially the participation of a spot again. Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. But
with the men, right?
I observed it that the men asked the questions, but when it came to dancing, the women were dancing more than the men.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, with the dancing,
role
right?
A role reversal. But the event itself was excellent. Yes,
that's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Did you get anything out of it? Like, did it open your mind to anything, or did you learn anything that you didn't know? Anything surprise you?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. No, not one thing I can point out to myself. No, not at this time. Maybe if I think back more, it will mm-hmm. come to me then. Yes, I believe.
There was a gentleman who spoke. He said something about, you know, as far as being in a relationship with a disabled woman, he would feel like he had to take care of her and that, you know, maybe he wouldn't be able to take care of her. And I thought that was interesting, you know, because I guess that's just the man in him. Just feeling like, you know, because naturally sometimes a man feels like he has to take care of a woman. And so to have a disabled woman. But I'm thinking, before you get with somebody, like me, myself,
Right.
I'm okay. I have my aid, you know. And when she go home, I get around and I do what it is that I have to do.
Right.
And we all have our situations separate and apart from each other. So
right.
why would it be that different if we got together?
Well,
you understand why?
I think it has to do with your feelings. And I think, like, your true feelings, you know, love truly does conquer all. I believe in that, you know. And I do believe when you really get with a person that you really, really genuinely love, it is an unconditional situation, you know. And if you really go by the love conquers all, I think you can look over a lot of persons. You can, if you let a person do, first it is what they can do for themselves. Some people are more needy than others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you allow a person to just be themselves, you will be surprised at what this person can do. That people aren't totally helpless. You know, like people tend to think that people with disabilities are just totally helpless.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. We got 90 mm-hmm. seconds left, guys. We got 90 seconds left. You know,
okay.
So just letting you guys know, we're gonna have to wrap it up in a minute.
Okay.
To your point, Don. This is with me and my sister. She always washes dishes after me. You know, like I wash my dishes and everything, and she always comes behind me and washes them because they're not washed good because, you know, I have poor vision. You know, but we have 1 minute left, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out to the event and remind you that we have at ICS on February 12th, we have the Laid Love Lounge is presenting the blind date. This is a performance. This is something new. And we also have sit-down comedian Damon Rozier. He is very funny, so I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. And don't forget to listen to us on Mondays at 6 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/laid. Bye-bye, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.